Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm wearing Band-Aids on my boobies.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming, if you so choose, on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day until she's threatening to leave me. To become a professional, don't start that today.
Not today.
Is Lex
Satan,
leaving?
Not today.
Is Alexis leaving? Ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Tom McLean.
Good morning.
Good morning to all of you. On this first day of December 2022, it's Thursday too, by the way. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to one more alarm clock to the weekend. Welcome to bifocals at your monitor day. Welcome to Civil Air Patrol Day. Welcome to Day Without Art. Welcome to Eat a Red Apple Day. Welcome to National Christmas Lights Day. Welcome to National Pie Day. Not the kind Alexis likes. We're talking like pumpkin, pecan, apple. Welcome to Rosa Parks Day.
I like those pies.
I know, but you like math too. Welcome to Wear a Dress Day. Welcome to World AIDS Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
We begin your day with a jingle and a question. How the hell is your coffee, Lex?
Divine today. It's hitting the spot. Much needed and very good.
Perfect. Don McLean?
It's really great. You know, I decided to put some almond milk in it today. Ooh. They were out of cashew milk, so I decided to get almond milk, which they put a little logo on there that said 30 calories per cup. So they want people to know that not only cashew milk is low calorie alternative to milk, but so is almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys asleep yet with almond
What is normal milk?
Well, it has a bunch of sugar in it, too.
Oh, in terms of calories and stuff.
You know what? I'm not sure.
Okay.
But lactose intolerant people.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I would just, you know, if you're worried.
Calorie wise.
Yeah.
I think it's probably
I think it's 80 a lot worse. Or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Ah.
Mine has mine is filled with oat milk. So we have three different teats. The teat of the cashew, the teat of the almond, and the teat of the oat. And mine is divine. Mine is 180 calories, by the way. My beverage is 180 calories.
That's so, it?
But you don't get a chance to eat breakfast, do you?
No, not really.
Okay, that's your breakfast.
Yeah, so
do you eat breakfast on?
No, I. Yeah. No,
I'm hungry. I wait until like 10.
Yeah. No, I just wait.
You try to wait till when, lunch?
No, I'm sort of an in between 10 o'clock type of a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't really. This is my breakfast. I usually do that. Sometimes I'll do some oatmeal. But yeah, that's about it.
Bingo.
Yesterday was Dar's birthday.
Bingo!
My mother's birth. And
yes.
She loves bingo so much, and she hadn't been able to play. She hadn't been in a bingo facility for about 30 years, and that's
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not pulling that number out of my butt.
Oh, my gosh.
You haven't brought her to play bingo? Oh, wait. You play at the bars and stuff. Yeah.
But I took her a couple weeks ago, and that was her first time. Lex, you were off when I took her.
Okay.
I took her to Chester Bird about 3 weeks ago. That was her first time in about 30 years. I posted a Instagram story. People lost their minds because they thought I was being Jace and hyping things up to make you laugh. When I talk about the fact that when I was a child, my mother played 45 cards. And that's, again, not a number I'm pulling out of the air. She quite literally played 45 cards. Nobody in the VFW or wherever place we played, no one played more cards than my mother. The bingo caller would always look at my mom to pace. She was in the local newspaper. She played so many cards.
Wow.
There's
I don't
a picture.
Know how she can process that.
Oh, I don't. Well,
it's
and
a
again,
special kind of brain.
And wow. Again, it's also not a joke because I'm in the picture as a baby. It's also not a joke that she had the bassinet on the table. So she was taking care of me, you know, whatever I was doing, spitting something up or whatever. She was taking care of me, smoking, and had a dauber in the other hand.
Yes.
So she had a cig, a dauber, and using basically her elbow to rock me, you know, rock me, and doing 45 cards. Anyway.
Wow.
So, that was the majority of my childhood. And I'm a lot of memories. That's why I get jokingly defensive about the only child thing, because my mom always, I was around adults all of the time. So I was, and I had to entertain myself. So I was a well-behaved kid because I had to be. I would hang out with my mom all the time. And that was 3 hours where I'm sitting on the stage. There's a little step. Yeah, I'm sitting on the stage of the VFW with my He-Man toys, and I had entertained myself for 3 hours. I never whined. I never cried about, you know, being there. I made my own fun. And so my memories are I can smell the VFW, that smoke smell and the drinks. And
so you really enjoyed it. You never.
No,
didn't want to be there.
Oh, I always wanted to be there.
Wow.
I thought
that's
it was
good.
Great. I would befriend like the adults. That's why I always it's probably part of my socialization problem with being bullied and not doing well in school in the earlier, like in junior high. Lex, I related more with adults than I did with my peers until high school. Yeah. Cause I was around adults all the time, but no, I loved it. That's where my imagination kind of flourished. I mean, I would, you know, it's not even, this isn't even a joke. I would take my He-Man toys and make little Dallas episodes, you know, and play with them. And I loved it.
Did you ever have them play bingo?
I did. Yeah, I did. So anyway, Dar hadn't been in a bingo hall. She never went in Louisiana. My mom lived in Louisiana for 20 some years. And, you know, her first 2 years here, rough to say the least. I don't need to go back through all that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I took her to a bingo hall. It was such a great night. So yesterday was her birthday, and it just happened to be on bingo night at the Chester Bird in St. Louis Park, which we love. I've mentioned it on this broadcast before. Not only is it a great space, it's a legion. I love a good legion for all the reasons you just heard me say. But this one has great prizes. They pay out better than most bingo halls. I've seen, average games, if it's busy, can be upwards of $200.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they have a good payout. Anyway, so we went yesterday.
I hope she won a lot of money yesterday.
She did not.
Oh, crapper.
She did not. But however, here's the story. Oh, God. We're sitting there, and the very first game out of the gate, I won. So
what?
It was the first, they do a coverall right off the bat.
Yes.
So right off the bat, I won the jackpot. I had to split it with somebody, but I got it. I go, bingo! You know, I'm so damn loud. So I'm like, and
that's
I didn't
exciting.
Hear. Yeah. So I won the first game. Then the second game happens and someone else wins. Then the third game happens and I freaking win again.
Whoa.
And the bingo hall starts to turn sour against
and
me. They start to... one woman behind my mom looking at me, she goes, you don't, she's chewing her gum. She goes, you don't need this damn money. She
was
so funny. She goes, you don't need that money. My mom turned around and cut her a look. Oh, I'm like, mom, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Oh my God.
Oh, my mom was ready to pounce. Don't talk about my baby. I'm like, Mom, she's kidding. Don't worry about it. But then Colin won. Then the next game, Colin won.
Oh, no.
Our table.
You became those people.
Oh, we beat Dawn. We became those people.
Which is so delightful. And then and it's like you're hated, but you just won.
Yes.
Whoa, so what did you walk away with? Like $500?
Well, collectively, Colin had to... Oh, God. Poor Colin.
Did he have to split with like 40 people?
He was so excited. And again, just like me, Colin has a big booming voice. So he, as you should...
Yes, I don't exciting.
Thank you. I hate the...
Bingo. Bingo. No, you got to stand up.
Yes. Colin goes, bingo. And I'm like, oh, and I only heard Colin. And then the woman comes over. The woman comes over. She goes, you hear on the microphone, I think we have three other bingos. Three other bingos. Colin got like $35. $35. He was so mad. Oh, God, he was mad. His face. He was so excited.
Get a few more drinks.
I know. He was so excited for like 1 minute.
Oh.
But no, we were that table. Unfortunately, darn it, I wanted my mom to win so bad. Yeah. I mean, so she played.
Was there a meat raffle or something?
No, we did play some pull tabs afterwards because bingo got over quick and we won a little bit of money. But and then the final jackpot, she played about 30 cards and she was set. She was set three ways, which means in bingo vernacular, if you're set, you need one number. And she was set in this guy called Bingo, and certain curse words came out of my mom's mouth, which was so funny. I love my mom cussing. It cracks me up, but yeah.
What is her drink of choice? Does she?
She's a Pinot Grigio. Now she's a wine drinker. Yeah.
She's Ramona.
Yeah. She's literally Ramona. Yeah. She was having some turtle time yesterday.
A completely different personality. Altogether.
Exactly. Yeah. So thanks to everyone that sent her birthday greetings, and thanks to the Chester Bird. Y'all are very nice over there and treated us really well. It is 6:13. When we come back, everybody, Hot Pockets, next. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Welcome back, friends. I have a feeling Alexis has a gift idea for you. If you're looking for that person, it's hard to shop for.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, Lux?
Hot Pockets! Gosh, I loved Hot Pockets. I haven't had one in about 20 years, but wow. They're still around, everybody.
Just make sure you let them cool, because that is lava inside.
Absolutely, yes. Be careful. But there is the problem of having your Hot Pockets get cold.
Yeah. Okay.
So now, Hot Pockets, they are offering literal Hot Pockets for you. So you can keep your sandwiches hot and your calves cool. They've got insulated cargo shorts. It's a true wintertime flex. They're khaki.
What? Oh, yeah.
On one thigh, it says hot. It says insert sandwich here.
Oh, boy.
The other pocket's labeled cold. And then there's a graphic of a devil that says stay heated.
Where is that, on the crotch or
that's close to the right thigh?
Ooh.
Yeah, right down the thigh where. Mm-hmm.
So it's like a McDLT kind of situation. The cool is cool and the hot is hot. Is
absolutely
that what you're, is that what I'm seeing here? Okay,
you
okay.
Got it. It's bold fashion, I must say.
Oh.
And I can see many Minnesotans wearing this. You know, there's a lot of people who wear shorts in the winter, so you wear this.
Okay.
You keep your sandwiches and I guess your quads nice and toasty, and you also get a hoodie as well with flames down the arms, and it's available December 12th. Here's the cool part. You go to the Hot Pocket online shop. And
oh, God. Well, I go there every day. I'm surprised I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they're just promoting it now.
Okay.
It's limited edition, of course. They have sizes small to extra large. This is men's apparel cut, and it's no cost to you, but of course it's limited. So
yeah,
if you get in, you get in. So there you go. If you need a Hot Pocket outfit.
Oh, look at that.
This would be a great gift to give someone or know someone.
I mean.
And you get a voucher for a Hot Pocket. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
I think you should make larger sizes. These are synonymous with gamers. Hot Pockets have been always a joke that this is the only food that gamers eat. They run, you know, PC gamers heat up their Hot Pocket.
Yeah, because they don't want to miss any of the game.
That's right. And so I think they should do more than just
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe. Subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Excel, if you know what I mean.
This should be size inclusive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sign inclusive.
At least up to 3X, size. Come on.
At least.
You know what? This isn't a horrible idea.
Right, and it's not a terrible look.
Well,
I just said that out loud.
You did actually say that out loud. Cargo shorts in general had their day.
Are they making a comeback though?
I mean, I guess.
Or soon.
So, they didn't leave for a lot of people. People still love the. I loved cargo shorts.
I don't like that they went out of style. Because I have cargo pants that are, I just call action pants.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like G.I. Jane.
Yeah. The gays stopped wearing them a couple years ago. We went to the uber tight short shorts. And I'm waiting for that trend to go away, too. We saw some major ballage in Disney World.
Just being very blunt.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Isn't that the happiest place?
It looked like a bowling ball retrieval center. I mean, it was like...
Oh, and of course it's balls you don't want to see, right?
No.
Is that what's going on? Or?
Well, sometimes, but we as a people, we just keep cutting our shorts shorter and shorter, and we're making them tighter and tighter. And I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, sometimes... you can not only see the outline of your telephone that's in your pocket, you can see the outline of everything. And I just cracked up. I'm like, how much shorter can we make these shorts before they're basically boxer briefs? I mean, that's what we're getting to.
To a speed dating event.
Maybe they are.
And they needed to just pop to Disney real quick.
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. The Sex Lives of College Girls. Have you guys been watching that?
Yes, I just started the new season on HBO Max. Yes.
They make reference to that because there's one that's just, she's just horny all day long.
Yeah.
And they reference being able to see.
Yes.
Like a stencil because the pants are so tight.
Oh, yep. My gosh.
That's basically what we witnessed at Disney this time.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm sure it's been there every time we've been to Disney, but this time in particular, we are following some gents that... Holy crap. I mean, we basically saw the bottom of their butt. Like they were, you know how sometimes bathing suits, you can see the bottom of the rear. Sure. This is what we're getting to. I was like, wow, how much shorter can that guy have his shorts? There's no leg. It's just underwear now. I mean, it's just t-shirt. And leg. You can't even see any short.
Oh, yeah.
That's
really?
How. Oh, yeah.
So they're not wearing a tight top or a.
They are.
Top?
Oh. They are, but the shorts are so short. And if you have a t-shirt with any length at all, you're basically just shirt and legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You look like you're, you know, in pajamas. Yes.
Do you ever give a side look or let them know that you're aware of their short shorts?
No,
did you completely ignore?
I admire with 100% pure jealousy that they can pull those off.
You have great legs, Jason.
I do actually have nice legs.
You have very nice legs.
It's one of the few things I do enjoy about my physicality. Yeah, but I don't like really tight clothes. Even at my thinnest, I feel very, especially in the Florida heat. If in the Florida
They're
heat too,
chafing and
girl,
then you got a lot of things to worry about. Oh yeah, yes. You don't need a hot pocket shorts. You are the hot pocket.
Yes. Now we're not done with food. We're not done with food talk. When we come back, and I can't believe I don't even want. I'm so afraid of where this is going to go. But two words Alexis has written on the sheet: footlong cookies. Footlong cookies. Then the scandalous affair that is rocking ABC News.
Oh my God! This is so juicy.
It's so good.
Whoa.
We'll be back. My Talk 107.1, 32nd annual Santa Project benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Charities is going on right now. Bring a toy or a gift or a little pony to Certix Liquor and Cheese Shop during the weekly. Please don't bring a small pony. Please.
No, a stuffed one. Not taxidermy, but like a stuffed animal.
Yeah, not taxidermy, please. Yeah. They're not. If you do have taxidermy.
Kids don't want that.
Actually, bring it because it's Hanson, and that would be hysterical if someone brought Hanson a giant owl or something. But anyway,
oh my gosh.
Bring a toy or gift to Certix Liquor and Cheese Shop during the weekly dish this Saturday, 9 to 11, and we'll get those toys and gifts to the good folks of the Ronald McDonald House in time for the holidays. Full broadcast schedule and more details at mytalk1071.com. Enter keyword Santa. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Footlong cookies. What the hell is this?
Who wants one? Does that sound good to you?
I'm not going to answer. Well, nope. Oops. Dawn, don't answer.
I said I want one.
Trust
it doesn't
her.
Mean that I'm, no. I'm going to have one, but
look
I
at
want
her face.
It. I want
Dawn.
It. I just have my little. Here's what Mm-mm. I'm eating. It's just a handful of nuts this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I know we were just talking about nuts, but.
I need more details, but no, I need more details before I commit.
It's like when someone says, can I ask you a favor? I always go, well, I'll tell you after you ask me yes or no. Yes.
What is this, Lex?
Can I ask you a question? I'm like, you just did.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Cookie Way. Subway is now offering footlong cookies, but here's the deal. It's only in Miami, the little Havana spot.
Okay.
So you need to go there, and then you can participate in Cookie Way.
Okay.
And you can only go on Sunday.
Oh, not really.
This Sunday.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's just Flex. One day, guys. One day they're doing footlong cookies, okay?
You're going to miss this, Dawn. You're going to miss her.
Yeah,
you're going to miss her publicizing things that we can't go to.
Uh-huh.
And it's only open like one day a year.
Oh, and only from 1 to 5 p.m.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
We can still catch a flight and book it right now.
There's time. Here, all you need to do is go to their location in Calle Ocho in Miami's little Havana neighborhood.
Okay.
And you just ask for that Cookie Way. They're doing a pop-up. So maybe you know someone there. Tell them about
this. It's not
even
a real thing. It's a damn pop-up.
It's a pop-up.
So,
is it a Subway pop-up?
I told you it's one day
for
a few hours.
Okay.
But this is why I wanted to talk about this. I mean, granted, unless you're going there, awesome. Please let us know.
Yeah.
I'm wondering which cookie you would get because these cookies sound very extreme, okay?
Okay.
So they have cookies on cookies. They have a double chocolate cookie base, vanilla frosting. This is the first one.
Okay.
Chocolate chip, white chocolate macadamia, raspberry cheesecake cookie chunks. They have rainbow sprinkles.
That was all one cookie?
Yeah, this is still one cookie. Rainbow sprinkles, chocolate, and raspberry sauce. That's the first one. That's the Cookie Club.
Oh, my God.
Special.
That's too much. I don't even know what you said. God.
That's a lot, right? Then they also have the Mexicali, which is a vanilla sugar cookie base, dulce de leche. It's topped with mole, corn nuts, white chocolate sauce, finished with ground coffee, tajin, you know, that spicy, which I love, by the way.
Yeah, but not on a cookie.
On a cookie and espresso chips.
That's revolting.
Ew!
No, that's what we give that. That's what we give that.
I went all the way to Miami to get the fart.
I know. By the way,
you got mail.
All I got was his foot-long fart.
Platinum Panda says, on the way to the airport to get that foot-long cookie in Miami.
Yeah, girl. Yes. You let us know. Okay, then you also have the choice of the monster, which is double chocolate cookie base, heaps of peanut butter, sprinkled with peanut butter cups, Reese's peanut pieces, the Reese's pieces, butterscotch morsels, pretzels, and then white and chocolate sauce on top.
Yes.
That's the only one that seems reasonable.
Seems reasonable.
Peanut butter.
Like a normal cookie.
Yes.
And pretzels. Yeah. The monster. Okay. And here's the weirdest of all.
Oh, God.
And this might...
There's another one?
There's four choices. Yeah.
We haven't gotten to the weirdest?
No.
Yet?
This is the weirdest. And I'm almost a little inspired to maybe try something similar.
Okay.
It's called the Great Pickle.
Okay.
Okay. It's sweet and savory. So you have peanut butter and marshmallow cream on top of a vanilla sugar base. Cookie base.
Peanut marshmallow cream. Okay.
On top, you have salty potato chips. Bacon crumbles, and they also have a brand new dill pickle that they put on top of that.
This is madness.
Oh my gosh. No, that's disgusting. Now they're just being goofy.
That's cray. Yeah.
That's just cray.
If you are interested, there is a Spirit Airlines flight on Saturday to Sunday. You leave Did you check it? On Saturday. 5 hours. You have to make a stop, though. It's the cheapest is $244. No baggage.
Panda?
Oh, Panda.
Get yours there.
What time do you get back on Sunday?
8:23 p.m.
Okay, that's plenty of time to hit it up.
She'll be back for work.
You've got mail.
Yeah, it's first come, first serve basis. So,
And I got you there on Saturday, so you can be in line all night.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even need a hotel.
Well, and you're in Miami, so just stay up all night and dance the night away.
Exactly.
Pamela Manthe writes to us via our app. Hey, Alexis, is there the oatmeal raisin variety for Jason? Ugh.
Valid question.
No raisin. There's craisins in the first one.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, see, that's as close as it comes. Chips. Yeah, that's the special cookie club cookie.
No. Okay. No, that's just vile, Lex.
I mean, yeah,
They're trying.
And it's a true foot long, too.
But we fell for it. We're doing exactly what the Subway marketing team.
Yes, it's genius.
Thought of. They went to the Subway people and their marketing firm, and they said, hey, if you do these ridiculous cookies, radio stations around the country will talk. And
yes, your one pop up.
Yeah. Can I go through, before we move on?
Yeah.
I want to go through all the commas. Okay. So not only, so Lex, walk me through this. It's. Okay. In Miami.
Yeah. It's on Calle Ocho.
Okay.
That location in Little Havana.
So one specific location Miami.
Yep.
Okay. Miami, one specific location.
Yep.
One day, right?
Yep, this Sunday, December 4th.
One day only and limited hours.
1 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The cookie only
limiting,
pop-up.
Limiting criteria or limiting specifications.
Yeah, so if you actually want to go for an actual Subway sub, you can't get it. They're only doing cookies for those hours.
Wouldn't it be funny if there really was a My Talker that's going to Miami this weekend? That would be hysterical.
Or you know someone there. Let us know. And if it looks really good or if it is really good.
Send us a video.
And we won't pay you for it. It's only for our pleasure.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you in advance.
Yes.
I didn't even think about paying them.
That's right. We're not paying you.
Yeah, we're not going to.
It's for rib for our pleasure.
We're not buying it.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. This will take several minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But let's just start it now, y'all.
Whoa.
We haven't seen, I believe, a scandal involving an affair this juicy to me since Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian and Brandi Glanville cheating in the Applebee's, which still I love so much. Or Pizza Hut or wherever they were caught, which it was something
like Pizza Hut, I think.
Yeah, it was like a Pizza Hut, which cracks me up. Like Lex and I said at the time, if you're going to cheat and you're going to be on camera, can you not go to the Pizza Hut? Like, go someplace else. You're Eddie Cibrian and Leanne Rimes. Anyway, so the two anchors of the, like, 80th hour of the Today Show, or I'm sorry, GMA, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach were a part of an investigation by the Daily Mail because they got a tip that these co-anchors were having a years-long affair. They're both married, by the way. With Amy Robach. Yeah.
I mean,
Amy
from Robach. Other relationships, but...
Yes. Amy Robach, by the way, Robach, is married to Andrew Hsu from Melrose Place. So, anyway. So, they got a tip that these two were having, like, weekend getaways, and they were seen at bars. So the Daily Mail.
Well, they were also seen at the airport.
Yes.
Isn't that where it started? They were like kissing at the baggage claim.
Yes.
Another place. Don't do it.
So the Daily Mail put their reporters on it. So then they started tailing them and they caught them at a cabin, like a weekend getaway. And the lead photo, the photo that they use is this photo of Amy grabbing something out of the trunk and TJ grabbing her trunk.
Touching her butt. It looks like it anywhere. His hand is near that area.
And
just the fact that they were in that cottage in upstate New York.
Uh-huh. And within moments...
They're not working on a... Well, it is a special assignment.
It is.
Oh, my God. She's creating a portal right now.
Oh, it is.
Oh, I have a special assignment. Who am I going to bring with me?
Uh-huh. To a cottage in upstate New York.
Yeah, this story is going to take two anchors.
This is going to need some eyewitness, some deep investigative reporting.
Deep. Mm-hmm. Very deep. Look, they're running a marathon together, the New York City Half Marathon.
Yes.
I mean, they've been hanging out a lot over the years, and it's just, they went to London for the Queen's Jubilee together to report.
That's when apparently it happened, or the first temptation that they acted on.
Well, let's take a break. I think I know why they probably felt inoculated from getting busted. One reason, maybe. More on this when we return. Don't forget to download the brand new episode recorded live for your pleasure of News from the Krabby Coffee Shop, Kenny and Dawn's podcast. Go to garagelogic.com for that. And while you're at it, download the newest episode. We dropped it this week, and I'm really proud of this one. I think it's really good. You'll enjoy it. Of Two Fairy Godfathers, and it's called Dear Bob Iger. Colin and I give you six specific things that we want Mr. Iger to do to the Disney parks. And we do not hold back.
I wonder if he'll listen, and I wonder if he'll say something.
Hey, I tagged him.
How cool would that be?
Oh, I tagged him on everything.
I was going to say, we send it out to him. Okay, but you've already done that. Okay, good.
He does read report. Like, he does go online a lot, and he reads. He does take that in. So, and I did pitch. I said, if you want to come on any of the shows, I said, Mr. Iger, we'd love to have you, by the way.
That's right.
Colin laughed. He goes, look at you. I go, girl, please, you gotta hustle. You gotta put it out there, girl. Put it out there.
Oh, yeah.
We're so glad you're here. Thanks for being here. Okay, so we're, let me look here. Yep, still trending. TJ Holmes is still trending on Twitter. That's not a joke. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are the anchors of ABC News' GMA 3. And they were caught in a huge scandal by the Daily Mail. They're having an affair together. They're both married with kids. And this is why I said this right before we went to break. I think perhaps the reason they thought they could maybe get away with this is because, and it, what struck me is, one of you pointed out, like, the marathon, and, you know, I think they thought, oh, well, no one's going to think anything of us being together because we're co-anchors. You know, we go to events together, you know, we hug, and we're on red carpets together. No one's going to think anything of us being out together. It's not going to raise anyone's red flag. And I'm like, okay, there's that. But when you're canoodling yeah. at a bar, like in the corner of a bar, which the Daily Mail got a picture of, and you get into a car post event. Mm-hmm. They had an event together, a legit ABC event. They get into the car and pull away, and they are holding hands.
Yep.
And the telephoto yeah, lens.
There's a big difference.
Yes.
Then, oh, this is my buddy, and we work together. This is great. Uh-huh. We get along. It's fun. And grabbing ass.
Yes.
Yeah, big difference.
I'm not holding executive producer Jeff's hands after we leave Rosedale.
Right.
Yeah. I think
they just got too
Ted?
Comfortable that they thought there were people around.
Yeah. That they lose their minds. Their lusty minds. They just lost their lusty minds.
They're lusty. That's very Missouri. That is very Missouri right there.
Well, there's people around them that they think, oh, they're going to protect me.
Yep.
I don't know.
You mean like the ABC News apparatus,
yeah,
Lex?
Yeah, I mean, as a producer, you know this is happening. What do you do?
Do you think producers knew, Lex?
I don't. Well, they say that they didn't, but I'm sure there had to have been some sort. Maybe it's not the actual producers, but look, there are plenty of people who work behind the scenes
yes.
who maybe saw a little bit of something. Do you say something?
Or
do you just say,
in your pants.
Right, or do you just say, this is not my business?
Ooh, I don't know.
It's like the Luann Bethany thing
yes.
from Housewives. Like, do you say something?
Mm.
And I think this is also hitting really hard for someone like, well, for me, for anyone in a relationship who has a partner. This is like our worst nightmare, isn't it? That your partner falls in love with a coworker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just having.
So that's why I think this is hitting so hard and it will be around for a while. We want to know every detail.
Andrew Hsu,
point,
they just sold their, I think he knows.
Yeah,
you
and
do?
That they, I think that they knew that this was going to break because Amy and Andrew just sold their New York apartment for like $3 million.
Mm.
So I Ooh. Think like last week that was in one of the reports too. So they put that on the market in September. So maybe they I just feel like and it just sold. I don't know.
What about,
maybe that's part of their relationship.
But who knows about his. Wife.
His wife.
Probably was completely in the dark.
Yeah. And they both now have deleted their Instagram, all other social media. Like, whoa.
Yeah, if you search for TJ Holmes on Insta, it just says this account does not exist.
Yeah. Now what happens now?
Well, what happens?
Like for the show.
Yeah, for what do you do if you're Disney? Speaking of Bob Iger. Oh, poor Bob.
Oh, man. He's probably like, I got to listen to that podcast later.
Shanghai Disneyland's closed again,
no.
He has to deal with TJ Holmes. Seriously. Bob's like, why am I back?
Oh, gosh.
What do you do? Do you have the show? Do you have fill-ins now that everybody knows?
You can't put them on the set together.
I know.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that to you, Lex. I'm just like.
Or because they will have the exclusive, do they just break the story open and just say, we got to talk about it?
Well, what they have to do
get
if they're
Robin
going
Robinson
to,
up in
yes.
there.
Yes.
Robin Roberts?
Oh.
Which
one?
You said Robin Robinson.
Oh. Robin, I'm sorry. You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Well, no. What they're going to have to do is, if they are going to talk about it, Lex is right. They're going to have another member of the ABC family interview them.
Yeah, they get George up in there.
Get Snuffleupagus.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
To investigate us.
He will do it.
He'll do it.
Oh, Michael Strahan?
Would they do that? I don't think they would do that.
I meant Robin Roberts,
Since it's a morning show. Oh, right. We moved on past that a couple minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God, Lex.
But,
I'm loving
but
you today.
Would they even talk about it? It's a morning show. Like, would they address it? Do they get to keep their jobs? Or is that part of a
morality clause thing?
Yeah.
It is like,
Is it a morality clause issue that they...
It could be.
I don't know.
If ABC...
It depends on what company, you know, policy they have.
If Disney's looking to get rid of them, absolutely. I do not think they're looking to get rid of these two. They have great chemistry. Viewers love them together, which now takes on a whole new meaning. That's my understanding. They are that third hour of GMA is pretty good because of them.
Yeah.
So my point in saying that, the reason I'm saying that is I don't think Mickey Mouse is looking to get rid of them.
Right.
So my feeling is if they can weather this, they may not pull the trigger on the morality clause in their contract. They may try to
They separate
fix
them,
this.
Though? Or would they just have them continue doing the show together?
Oh, they're going to have to.
Well, unless they decide just to be in a relationship. If they decide to just get divorced and be in a relationship and, you know, I mean.
I don't know. I don't think.
I don't think you can put them back on set together.
You can do that.
And she's just on the third hour, correct? Like, he's on the whole show and then she's just comes in for the third hour?
I think so. I'm not familiar. GMA drives me nuts. I love Snuffleupagus, but yeah. It's just 80 anchors and anyway. It's not my jam.
Yeah.
And I don't like Michael Strahan, but I don't know. I think she does. I think he is around. Anybody watch GMA? Yeah, I should know this because I'm obsessed with the morning shows, but
I don't know the details of who's.
I don't
either. We're kind of doing something at the time, so it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. But you can't just visually for the viewer. It would be hella uncomfortable. It would be a ratings bonanza.
They will keep them on.
That's what I would lean into. At least do the interview.
Maybe I see them on set together and there's such a huge space. You could fit like six people in between them on their, you know, but just put them closer, inch them closer, a little bit closer. Wouldn't that be funny?
Pat Robertson, just get closer. they'll have Robin Roberts or they'll bring Diane Sawyer out of semi-retirement.
Oh,
they'll have Diane sit.
She has such a kind face, doesn't she?
She does.
She can say anything and just do that with her eyebrows and go, but didn't you feel like a sleazeball?
Yeah. Did you know that the Daily Mail was following you?
And we can joke about this all day long, but the really sad thing is that they have kids. They have kids from different, you know, blended families, both of them. And it's just like, oh.
It's really hurtful. I mean, that's why I think we can joke about it. But when you really do think about it, it is our worst nightmare come true.
It is because it's not just, as Dawn said, the lusty mind. It's not that that's better. But what you said, Lex, is absolutely right. It's not just that they had a one-off like in the Red Roof Inn.
It's really not
like
about the sex.
Like TJ got Herney one night and hired an escort or something. This was an emotional situation.
Right. I don't know if they'd want to separate, you know?
I don't know. It's just, ugh. Well, we'll see. It's everywhere, though. Oh, this spread like wild.
Andrew Shue still has an Instagram up. Let me check.
I don't know. I loved Andrew Shue. I had a crush on him in Melrose Place.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
He was a soccer player. Go World Cup.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was a soccer player. Yeah, go USA. It's going on for like another year or something, the World Cup. It feels like it.
What are we, round 16? Netherlands on Sunday?
I don't know. I'm acting like I know. When we come back, another thing kids won't understand, starring Alexis Thompson.
Or Saturday. Oh, yeah.
Plus, a big fat movie review from Dawn and Alexis. Two different perspectives on Spirited. We'll be right back.